Thank you for tuning in to Visit Vegas Places with Coil, where we showcase business owners and entrepreneurs in the fabulous city of Las Vegas and internationally. So take notes. This is Real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners, and you just might hit the jackpot. Las Vegas, Las Vegas. How's it going? Thank you for joining me. You guys, it's a beautiful day. Now, the summer is ending, of course, and then we have some news I want to get on as far as Las Vegas and some news with the dogs, actually. I want to get on. I have a special guest, a veteran guest, who's not new to Visit Vegas Places. They actually been on here before, and also had the opportunity to invite me to one of the derbies. Don't want to give it all away, but the derbies that was here in downtown Las Vegas, and that was a great event. That was one of my first time hosting a derby, and I was so thankful to be part of that one. So just some news, though, to get into it. Some updates about dogs in Las Vegas. Las Vegas Annual Foundation launches a new program to help pet owners in need. The program is actually called Pets in Need, provides free pet food and supplies to pet owners who are struggling financially. The program is available to all pet owners in Las Vegas, regardless of your income. And also the Las Vegas City Council, which is cooling down now, but they passed a new ordinance to protect dogs from heat exhaustion. That ordinance requires pet owners to provide their dogs with access to shade and water when the temperature is above 80 degrees. And Las Vegas Humane Society partners with local businesses to offer dog-friendly discounts and promotions. Do you hear that? Many businesses in Las Vegas are now offering discounts and promotions to pet owners. For example, some restaurants offer free dog treats and water bowls, and some hotels also offer pet-friendly accommodations. You guys know that reminds me of Starbucks. Our little dog loves the little treats at Starbucks. And just some additional tips if you're listening. I know a lot of my audience are dog owners. Some tips for being a responsible dog ownership in Las Vegas. Make sure you have your license your dog. All dogs over the age of 4 months must be licensed in Las Vegas. You can do that online at the Las Vegas Animal Foundation. Vaccinate your dogs. That's important against rabies and other diseases. Spay and neuter your dog. And, of course, microchip your dog, you guys. Okay? And that's important. Now, with the third appearance, that is the third, as I mentioned, on Visit Vegas Places, I have a special friend who is the godmother of Bulldogs and her champ, Snoopy. Now, she stops by to give us exciting news for the new derby. Let's welcome Christine Duran, owner of the National Bulldog League. Christine, thank you for coming again.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me again, Coil.
Oh, man, no problem. You know, you give me a call anytime, and whatever you need, I'm here for you. You know that.
No, Coil, you're like a brother to me. I cannot begin to express how thankful I am for you and your family coming to help me with the third annual Bulldog Derby last year in downtown Las Vegas. I had a blast. I know you did. And yes, you were amazing. Best MC that we've ever had in the history of the Bulldog Derby event. So you were awesome. So thank you. Round of applause for Coil, please.
Thank you. It was my honor. My honor. Now, getting back to you, the Bulldog Godmother. Now, how did you even get the name? Let us know.
Oh, it started going around. As I was organizing the first annual Bulldog Derby event, you know, the excitement was in the air. People were like, what is this event? You know, there are similar events similar to this Bulldog Derby, you know, in the Midwest, a little bit on the East Coast. There were some rescues that were doing that, especially the Georgia Bulldog Rescue. They were doing it a little bit before we were, but we were the first to do it on the West Coast. And so people were like, you know, calling me, emailing me, texting me, messaging me, calling me the Bulldog Godmother. Like, I felt like Don Vito Corleone almost, right, but for Bulldogs. And so that's kind of where it started. It started small, like, oh, Bulldog Godmother. She's the godmother of Bulldogs. That's right. And that's where it started. It started from me planning the first event and kind of getting that ready. So.
Well, I must say you are living up to it well, okay? So you are.
I'm trying. thank you.
You're doing a good job. So how's Snoopy doing?
Oh, he's doing great. I can't believe he's going to be 8 years old in May. He's actually right here chewing on his toy, looking at me, listening. He can hear you. He's a big fan of yours.
Oh, thank you. Now, you definitely came a long way from the first Derby, and I know you put in a lot of work. And
absolutely.
This was, yes, and I was happy to attend. That was my first one I ever been to in my whole life. You guys, it's so much fun. Now, the National Bulldog League, let us know about the purpose to serve in a community.
Yeah, so that is... let me backtrack a little bit. So before the National Bulldog League, we were the Bulldog Republic, and we just did a simple name change. The name changed, but the game is still the same, right? Right. And we are the official Bulldog Experience brand. You know, we create these types of events like the Bulldog Derby. People ask me, well, what is the Bulldog Derby? You know, best to describe it. It's the Kentucky Derby with English and French Bulldogs. We don't have them run around laps. We don't force them to run or anything like that. These are purely for fun, family-filled, community celebrating events and experiences. And the Bulldog Derby is our first event, but we have so many other plans for other types of experiences, other types of events coming soon, especially with this upcoming year. In fact, I'll give you guys a sneak peek, special, kind of teaser. There are going to be a bunch of Bulldogs being very fabulous walking a runway soon.
Wow.
Here in Vegas. That's the, all the teaser I'm going to give to you and your special guest
that
here.
That sounds cool.
It's in the works. And like I said, that's just, you know, the Bulldog Derby with this new event. And that's just one of the many events that we're going to be planning. And it's all about celebrating the love of the breed, the love of the Bulldogs,
that's
what the National Bulldog League is. We are the official Bulldog Experience and Events brand.
That's lovely. Now, these are official events. Those who are listening, Christine, I've seen hands off. She puts hard work, sweat and tears into each of these events. You guys, make sure you come out and support. Now, Christine, give the audience a little backstory of some of the hard work that you do put in. So the audience, it's just not where she just get everyone who owns dogs and set up and runs. This is not that kind of event. This is set up professionally. She actually has small business owners there, venues there. Oh my God, it was just so much fun. The last one, food, all kind of dog products, dog small business owners. The event is just full. Give us a backstory of what it takes for you to set up an event like that.
It definitely takes patience, understanding, and a never give up attitude. With us coming out of COVID, especially planning for the third annual Bulldog Derby event, it was really hard. Resources were extremely limited. And so it's just one of those things where, you know, you have to do what you can and make the best of it, things aren't perfect. And, you expect things to go a certain way and expect it to not go that way. And it was just one of those things that that I had experienced with this third annual Bulldog Derby that just passed. And another thing, always check the weather. No matter what, just always check the weather, because you want to prepare for it. And always, like I said, expect the unexpected. And that was one of the things that we experienced with this last event as well. Leading up to the event, 70 degrees the whole entire week, and then boom, our event happened and it was hotter than usual. Unexpected, but it was just one of those things where you have to be positive. You have to make the best out of things, out of your situations, and you just can't, there's just no time to be negative, to be worry warts or anything like that. You just make the best of it. Like I said, I'm a broken record. Make the best of it, be positive, never give up. And you know what? Enjoy the successes and the things that have worked or that are working. you know, because if you don't do that, then how are you supposed to enjoy, you know, your side hustle, your passion, you know, the things that make you happy and things like that, you know? And you just don't want things to be toxic around you, because you're really not going to, then it'll just bleed into everything else that's part of your life, you know?
Good advice. Now, also the importance of the other small business owners that you had there. Give us a little highlight on the importance of building those relationships. And do you have a process of how do you contact those that get involved in the event, and how far ahead do you start, you know, calling them? And let us know about that relationship you keep on how do you get so many people in the community involved? What is your key to that?
One of the things that was instilled in me as a very young child was the sense of community, you know, involving as many brands, groups, just everybody and anybody to be part of the event. I grew up in the YMCA. I did all the, you know, the community sports and everything like that. So the sense of getting everybody together and being together and celebrating each other, celebrating our city or town or whatever, that's always been important to me. And so, you know, with organizing an event like this, there's a lot of cold calling. That's funny, because I joke around when, you know, once one Bulldog Derby ends, I take about a 3-month vacation, and I don't think about Bulldogs or organizing things like that. It's going to be different now because, you know, of all the things that we have planned for this upcoming year and the following year. But, you know, a lot of cold calling. After that 3-month period, then I start working on the next Bulldog Derby event. And that's when I start reaching out to folks. And it's everybody in the community. I invite everybody. I don't care who you are. I want you to become a part of this event. I want a chance for you to showcase yourself. And I also want to help celebrate your brand, your success, because that's what makes the community great. You know what I mean? It is one of those things. And that's how I've built relationships, reaching out to them, you know, kind of getting to know them, you know, through this process of organizing this event. I've come to meet and connect with like-minded folks, and we all have one thing in common. And that's really not just being successful. It's about bettering the community, enhancing the community. And then of course, supporting each other. I think that's the big thing, supporting each other, because our community is a family, you know? So.
Yes, indeed it is. That's key right there. Now that leads to this, the big event for November 5th, you guys, in San Diego. Let us know about the new Derby and what's going on in San Diego, Christine.
Yes, of course. Before I do, Coyle, I just want to clarify something. We totally would be doing our 4th annual Bulldog Derby event in Las Vegas in November, but the F1 racing series is going on.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
I was wondering that too, and I didn't want to ask. And I was like, okay, so
I just don't want, you know, your guests or other people to think, you know, oh, you know, we got ran out of Las Vegas, you know, or it wasn't successful or anything like that. No, it's because the F1, they're already doing races in November. No room for Bulldogs, or, you know, because we have folks that come from all over the United States and even Mexico and Canada to come to our event to, you know, enjoy the ultimate Bulldog meetup of the year. Right. But there's no hotel space. There's no venue spaces. Everyone is all booked up. So that's why for this year we're heading, you know, to San Diego to have the event.
Now that makes sense.
Yeah. So no traders, right? No traders here. But yes, the 4th annual Bulldog Derby is going to be in San Diego. Specifically, it's the Port of the San Diego area on November 5th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to have a great variety of vendors and sponsors that are going to be part of this event. One key thing, just look for the giant Bulldog inflatables and you'll know where it is. We have a lot of returning vendors, which I'm really excited about, and it's going to be great. And we also have returning participants. Last year's, actually, the 2020 and the 2022 English Bulldog winner, her name is Biscuit. She is going to be going, she's going to be racing. She's returning, right? She's going to be our co-grand marshal, but she is going to try to win her third race. And if she wins her third race, then she's going to win the first ever Bulldog Derby Triple Crown Award. So we're super excited about that.
I remember Biscuit too. So you're saying this would be a three-peat, what they call three-peat.
Exactly. Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Wow. Now have Snoopy and Biscuit ever win it versus each other?
No, Snoopy retired a champion.
I figured that.
I almost forgot. The first annual Bulldog Derby, she came in second place. No, she came in third place. So they did go head to head, so to speak, paw to paw. They did race each other. I totally forgot about that. So yeah, she won third place in the first event, and Snoopy won first.
So Snoopy's retired. Her jersey's hanged up in the arena, and she comes in in the stands waving when the camera.
Exactly. And he's such a ham too, so it's hilarious.
Oh man, he loves it. I bet. It was such a good time, you guys. Last time I can remember, just watching the dogs as I was creating content, and the dogs looked like they knew what they were coming for. It's crazy. Like they all knew, and they were like mad dogging each other. Like the dogs were sizing the other dogs up. Like, yeah, I think I can get him. It was a cool event. This was a real cool event. I'm glad this is going down in San Diego, of course. I definitely would try to make it. Now, as far as registrations, what if they haven't registered yet? They're listening to this, which is today, the 27th, and the Derby's next week. Could they still get into the Derby with them going to San Diego and still haven't yet? Could they register on site?
That we will have an opportunity for racers to register on site.
Okay. All right. Yes. Now, what are some links if they're listening now where they can go right now while they're listening and register if they want to get involved?
They can go to our Instagram, which is at Bulldog Derby, and the links are in our bio for Frenchies and for the English. And then we also have our Bulldog Wagon Parade registration. We also have our King and Queen Royal Coronation as well. So if you want to get your Bulldog to be a prince or princess and a chance to win the title of Bulldog Derby King and Queen, that now is your chance.
This is your chance. Now, also, we can't forget about all our vendors and small business owners. Those are in Las Vegas, and they're like, you know what? I'm going to be in California, or I don't want to deal with the F1 madness. I want to go to another event, earn some money. How can they get involved?
They can send me an email at thebulldogderby@gmail.com, and I will send them all that information and answer any questions they may have.
Yes, I love it. Now give us the date and time of this event.
Yep, November 5th, 2023, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's when the gates opened, 11 a.m. And I just wanted to make sure that I mention as well that our beneficiary organization, which is one of the heart pillars of our event, of our companies, we like to help rescues and organizations by donating a portion of the proceeds to them so that they can continue to help dogs and the bulldog breed. And our amazing, and we just love them very much, the Puppy Pals Club, which is actually similar to the pet organization you were mentioning earlier. They help dog owners with food. They're not just a food or a pet pantry or anything like that, but they also help with like unexpected medical bills. They're amazing. And so please come out to help support them.
Yes. I remember her at the last event. They were great too. They were super nice.
They're really nice people.
Yes. Oh man, I love it. I can't wait. Now, social media, you guys, if you're listening, go follow Christine. Actually follow the National Bulldog League. Christine, give us all of your social media handles where if they're listening, they can go follow you right away.
Okay, so we have a Facebook. We do have a Twitter. Currently tweaking it right now. And we have Instagram as well. If you just search at Bulldog Derby, you're going to find us. And then also on YouTube, we do have some videos of our past events on there as well. Our trailers. You'll also see our trailer that was done by Coyle himself, which is amazing. And what else? That's about it.
Oh, yeah. You guys check it out. There are cool trailers. If you guys want to really see, like, hold on, I've never seen this. Let me see what it's really about. Christine does a good job displaying the description of the actual derby. And you can see all of the footage on all of her social media handles and also her YouTube, as she mentioned. And I'll have that in the show notes, you guys. So if you're driving, wait till you stop, get into the show notes, click onto the links, and it'll head straight to Christine, okay? Yes. All right, you guys. Now, we're going to find out, Christine, this or that. She's used to this. She probably know all of my very, very Vegas questions, too. So this we'll or that. Yeah, this or that. I hope it's not a repeat, but I try to keep it within your niche. So when it's time to have the dogs in the car and it's just you and the dogs, do they get the front seat or back seat?
Front seat.
Yes, I love it. Yep, yes, rolling in yes, style. Yes, it feels funny when they're in the back and you're by yourself. You're like, get up here. Unless but they're acting crazy.
Yeah, exactly. They can't see in the back seat.
Right.
I want them to man. See what I see.
I remember my Chili used to like, she'd go to the back. I want her in the front, but she'll just go to the back because she likes to go from window to window. It's weird, you know, from side to side. It's so crazy. All right. So the next one, what about when it's time for bedtime? In bed or on the floor, dog?
So I prefer to have Snoopy sleep with me because he is just a warmy cuddle bug. I love it. But he's very protective of, you know, our household and everything. So he'll sleep on there for like, what, 1 or 2 minutes, and then he'll go and roam the house and he'll actually, you know, protect the house.
We got to go do his job.
Yeah, he's a good boy. Cool.
That's right. Now, yeah,
bulldogs are great family pets. So
love it.
They're not just silly looking. They're great.
Right. So when it comes to movie and pizza, do you guys give him crust or no crust?
No crust. He gets pepperoni.
Oh, he likes the peps.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
He only gets one. Just one pepperoni. That's it.
That's right. That's right. All right. That's right.
Treat yourself.
Cool beans. So we're going to see how very, very Vegas you are, Christine. And you know I give three options, okay?
Okay.
All right. So this one, you might get this one off the back. I tried to come up with some good, you know, answers to throw you off kind of, but we'll see. All right. So name the brewery restaurant in North Las Vegas that has the name dog in the name.
Oh, isn't that Big Brew Dog or something like that? Right? Am I close? Brewhouse Dog? Oh my gosh, I don't remember.
Is it?
I follow them too.
Is it Top Dog Eats?
No.
Big Dog Brewery?
That one.
You got, you did it. You got it. It's Big Dog Brewery. Oh man, that's a good place too. They have some good food actually. I love it.
Yeah,
I
did, they do.
When I started doing content, like back in, I think this was my first year in, I did content there at Big Dog Brewery. And we ordered some dishes there. It's pretty good. Yeah, we watched some games there. It's pretty nice people. And the waitress is super nice, too. Yes. Yes. Christine, thank you. This is your third time coming on here. You know that, right?
Yes. I'm honored. It's a pleasure. And I just appreciate you and your passion and helping us small businesses make a big impact on not just Las Vegas, but all over. So
correct. I love you guys. If it wasn't for you guys, there wouldn't be no me though. So without you guys, there would definitely be no me.
Thank you, Coyle. Really do appreciate it. So thank you. All right.
You're welcome. And audience, I thank you too for tuning in this Friday. Make sure you catch out Christine. Definitely, if you're in California, and if you're listening from California, that's my second largest audience is in California. So you're probably listening right now like, hey, I'll be in San Diego. check out the Derby, November 5th, you guys. Christine, thank you for joining me for the third time. She is OG on this show, and she's a great woman. She is the godmother of Bulldogs. You guys check out all her social media platforms, okay? Thank you, guys. Love you. Make sure you download and make sure you follow her and subscribe to her YouTube, okay? And if you have your dogs, register if you're going to the event. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys next Friday. And Christine, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Coyle. You have a good one.
You too now.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow, subscribe, and download. Also, you can email us. Email the show. Any questions, you can email us at visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And that's visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And you can also support the show. Support is always welcome. Make sure you can follow the link inside the show notes, and that is on Cash App, $VisitVegas. Follow us on all social media platforms, you guys, and that's at Visit Vegas Places. And that's whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the good stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time Standard.